Starting off, taking a look at regional softball scores from last night in Class 4A and 5A action getting underway in the quarterfinal round. In Class 4A, it was in Region 2, Knoxville beating Gilbert 5-1. Harlan got a big night from Morgan Chabon as they pick up a 3-2 victory over Perry and get a walk-off win there at the end of that contest, so Harlan advancing on. In Region 4, it was Glenwood beating up on Lewis Central 10-3. Winterset was a 5-3 winner over Pella. And in Region 8, Denison Schleswig a 10-0 shutout of Spencer, and Lamar's was a 7-1 winner over Storm Lake. In Class 5A play in Region 1, it was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson defeating Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln by a final of 8-6. Also in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A regional softball semifinal play coming up here tonight. The schedule looks like this for some area matchups. In Class 1A Region 2, Exira EHK is at Newell Fonda for a 7 o'clock game. Arweva will face Ridgeview, that being played as part of a doubleheader now in West Monona. That'll be a 5:30 start for that game. In Region 3, Murray is at Collins Maxwell at 7 o'clock, and Grandview Christian is at Lennox at 7. In Class 2A Region 2, Pella Christian is at Ogden, and Earlham is at Van Meter. Those are 7 o'clock starts. In Region 3, HSTW at West Monona. That's now part of that doubleheader there, and that'll be at 7:30 for that second game. Underwood is at Mount Air for a 7 o'clock game. In Class 3A, Region 7, Sioux Center is at Trainer. That's a 7 o'clock start. And Southeast Valley will take on Kemper Catholic. That game's being played here in Atlantic, and that will also start at 7 this evening. And in Region 8, Clark is at Albia, and Shenandoah is at North Polk, both 7 o'clock start times. So that's a look at your regional semifinal schedule tonight for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. Those 4A and 5A schools will play their semifinal matchups coming up tomorrow. In high school baseball action, there were a couple of pigtail games in district brackets last night in Class 1A. And in 1A District 14, it was Essex South Page defeating Riverside by a final of 10-0. And in District 11, it was Collins Maxwell, a 5-3 win over Dunkerton in 8 innings of play. So now the quarterfinals all ready to go for tomorrow there for Class 1A. Class 1A and 2A baseball district quarterfinal round games will be played around the state on Saturday. Regular season scores from last night, it was Ballard 11-3 over Carroll. Sioux City North, a 6-5 win over Abraham Lincoln. Sioux City West was a 5-4 winner over Lewis Central in 9 innings of play. And St. Albert picked up an 11-6 win over Harlan. Moving on then from high school sports to sports on the national and international stage at Wimbledon. Simona Halep stands between Serena Williams and her 24th Grand Slam championship. Williams has reached Saturday's Wimbledon women's singles final for the 11th time by mowing down Barbara Stutzova 6-1, 6-2 in Thursday's semifinal. The 37-year-old Williams needed just 59 minutes to move one match victory closer to her 8th championship at the All England Club. Williams was limited to just 12 matches this year before reaching Wimbledon. Her game has gotten better with each round of the tournament, and she converted 4 of her 5 break points to make quick work of the unseeded Czech. Halep is in the Wimbledon final for the first time following a 6-1, 6-3 rout of Alina Svitolina on center court. Halep broke Svitolina 3 times in the first set and then again on a 4-3 lead in the second. She won the match with another break in the final game. Williams has won 9 of her 10 meetings with Halep, including a victory at the Australian Open this year. The men's semifinals here today are on tap as second-seeded Roger Federer takes on number 3-seed Rafael Nadal, and top-ranked Novak Djokovic faces number 23 Roberto Bautista Agut. In NBA news, James Harden and Russell Westbrook are teammates again. A person with knowledge of the situation says the Oklahoma City Thunder have traded Westbrook to the Rockets for Chris Paul and a shakeup of top point guards. The person adds that the Thunder are also getting first-round picks in 2024 and 26, plus the right to swap first-rounders in 2 other seasons. Westbrook and Harden were Thunder teammates, part of a team along with Kevin Durant that went to the 2012 NBA Finals and lost to LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and the Miami Heat. The Mavericks have re-signed restricted free agent Dorian Finney-Smith to a 3-year, $12 million contract. Even the back end of Coach Rick Carlisle's rotation, while averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds in 183 career games with 74 starts. Baseball news, the Rangers have opened the unofficial second half of the Major League season by inching a game closer to the AL West lead. Lance Lynn combined with two relievers on a seven-hitter as the Rangers blanked the first-place Astros 5-0. Lynn tied a season high with 11 strikeouts while scattering six hits over seven innings. The Cardinals are back in action coming here tonight as they take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's a game we'll have for you here on the radio. 6:20 will be the pregame start time here this evening. First pitch on the way at 7:15. And also in an NFL note, former New York Jets defensive coordinator and head coach Walt Michaels has died at the age of 89. The former Browns linebacker ran the Jets defense when they won Super Bowl III under coach Webb Eubank in January of 1969, the team's lone championship. He later led the 1982 Jets to the AFC title game and was 39-47-1 as a head coach from 1977 to 82. And Roberto Diaz finally earned a 9-under-62 to take the first-round lead of the PGA's John Deere Classic in the Quad Cities. The 32-year-old Mexican player birdied four of the first five holes he played. He eagled the par 5 10th and birdied three of the last five in a bogey-free round at TPC Deer Run near Chicago. He took the lead with a 12-foot birdie putt on the par 3 16th. Adam Long and Russell Henley are two behind Diaz, who is winless on the PGA Tour. Matt Kuchar owns a share of the lead through one round of the Scottish Open. Kuchar closed with a bogey that leaves him in a four-way tie with Romain Waddle, Nino Bertasio, and Eduardo Molinari. Kuchar eagled two of his first nine holes and reeled off four birdies in a five-hole stretch to get to minus nine before his late bogey. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.